from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In between the break, I felt like you were kind of handicapping the Guardians tonight. You've kind of turned the page. You're getting ready for tonight.
Well, I mean, honestly, like I've you know, bet on them a couple times in the last week, and it's just throwing money away.
Yeah, it's not great.
And so, like, with that being said, I asked you tonight, I'm like, you like the Gardos? I mean, they're slight favorite. Bybee's on the bump. Ivaldi's not been as good on the road. He's much better at home, at least this year. And, I mean, you said you're not, what was your exact phrasing? You're like, I'm not buying anything the Guardians are doing, or something along those lines.
No, that was about as close as it gets. I think I threw in there that they could play like a little league team right now, and I wouldn't bet them. I mean, I got a little harsher off the mic than I did than I want to, because it's just how I am right now with this team. Like, this is a low point of the season for me, and I know what my expectations are going to be. But in the instance of tonight, I'll tell you the same thing I told you with the Yankees series. You know the Yankees series? I mentioned how the Yankees suck against lefties, and I gave you all these numbers that suggest that they can't hit lefties and they're not good against lefties, and that's reason why Joey Cantillo ended up starting game two of that series. Well, the Rangers are not lefty Yankees bad in that same world, but they don't hit righties particularly well. And if there was a pitcher that I would bet on for the Guardians, and it's a no bet for me. It's Guardians are a no bet until proven otherwise. But if there's a pitcher I would bet on with this Guardians team, it would be Tanner Bibee. I don't think I would put any of my money on Ben Lively at this point.
I mean, I put money on Gavin Williams.
Cannot do that. ERA over 5 right now. He has not been consistent enough.
I know now.
Can't do it. Yeah, I'm just telling you in the future. Like, there's not a guy in the starting rotation. I wouldn't bet your money with Matthew Boyd, okay? Like, I'm not placing any dollars on anyone in this rotation with the exception of potentially Tanner Bibee. And he would be the only one. And the fact that the Rangers do suck against right-handers does give you some, I don't know, some encouragement for tonight, for sure. But I can't put lipstick on the pig here, Dustin. I'm not going to sit here and tell you everything is sunshine and rainbows.
Well, Nick would, if he was here.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I love Nick, but he's way more optimistic. He's higher on the Guardians than you are.
Yeah, I have a problem that I'm just too honest about teams sometimes. I know what people want me to.
I don't know what to think about this team, because everyone's telling me that this is the greatest team we've ever had and all these things. And it's like, okay, well, have you watched the last 2 months of baseball?
Okay, well, let me give you some numbers and maybe we can figure it out for ourselves then, okay? Because I like this. I like this idea. And listen, I will... You need to listen to more Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin, because there is a lot of confidence and optimism around this Guardians team. At night, I get honest about it, because I feel like we can. At night. And here, too. But I only know one way. Past 2 months, they're a sub-500 baseball team. And that's not me saying I think they look like a sub-500 baseball team. That is me telling you their record is sub-500 since June 15th. In the last month of baseball... They are 23rd in slugging, 26th in batting average, 28th in on-base percentage. That is the traditional stat line that we use. That's why I use those three numbers. Past 2 weeks of baseball, J-Ram is hitting under 200. So is Bo Naylor. David Fry is hitting under 200. All-star David Fry is hitting .167 over the previous 2 weeks of baseball. The offense is soaring like a popped balloon right now. Stephen Kwan has come back down to earth. You're like, why did Stephen Kwan come back down to earth? Because unless you're on steroids, Dustin, you're not having a 100-point increase in batting average, on base percentage, and slugging percentage across the board. You either are A, taking steroids, or B, it's just not possible. So it was always going to come back down to earth. And a lot of this offense is just coming back down to earth. Unfortunately, it's meeting up with the idea that right now, Tanner Bibee is the only one I trust in this rotation. And it's not like he's Gibson in 68. He's the only one I trust in this rotation. And the bullpen, for the first time this season, has shown a sense of being human. Now, does that mean they can't win the World Series? That's not what I'm saying. Baseball's stupid, Dustin. You just got to get hot for a month. The team we play tonight, the Rangers, why I had no issue with them winning the World Series last year is because when DeGrom got injured last season, the guy they paid $185 million, Jacob DeGrom, have you heard about this? Have you seen about this?
Have you heard about this?
That guy got injured, and they went out there, and they got Max Scherzer, and they got Jordan Montgomery, because they knew they needed started pitching. And they went through the postseason, and they beat the Rays, they beat the Orioles, they beat the Astros, they finished off the World Series against the Diamondbacks, and they rightfully earned a World Series, but they got hot at the right time, and that's what the sport lets you do. Right now, the Guardians are not playing anywhere close to hot baseball. Their batting average, the offense over the past month suggests that they're at bottom third of the league. Their starting rotation over the past 2 months suggests they're bottom third of the league. Their bullpen is still the best in baseball, though. So if you want to hang to the idea that it's bullpen or bust, okay, fine. I'll listen to those conversations. But ultimately, the Guardians aren't dead in the water for the postseason expectations, but their regular season is slipping away. They'll likely make the postseason. I think it'd be insanity to suggest that they won't make the postseason, but then you need all your bats to get hot at the right time. But maybe reinforcements are coming. Here, what they got to do is they got to call up DeLarder, they got to call up Manzardo, and they got to be able to try to get this offense going in the right direction. And if that means benching an all-star in David Fry to do so, then that's what you got to do. No problems with that. You got they still have a golden opportunity, Dustin. It's sitting right there in front of them. They just have to make the right moves to adjust for some of the flaws because they didn't do it at the deadline, and I yelled, and I got angry. I called it a day of disappointment, and people didn't want to hear it. But you still have an opportunity. Call up DeLarder, call up Manzardo, get some of these guys up here, and give it a real run. Give it a real run. So what questions do you have about the Guardians? Did I answer it well enough for you? Because I know you're getting it from all directions, and I know you watch this team and you think to yourself, are they good? Are they bad?
I actually think of all the people at the station, you and Nick watch the most, and I think you actually may watch more.
I would agree with that sentiment, but that's neither here nor there.
And number one, you're in studio when the game's on. So what else are you going to do? You watch the game.
Yeah, but you know me, even when I wasn't in studio for the games, I watched all the games.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you watch a lot of Guardians baseball.
And because of that, I'm forced every single night.
You know the game.
To break it all down. Yeah, it just is what it is. I care about baseball. Baseball's my favorite sport.
Yeah, listen, I watch baseball and could watch it and understand it like you do, the way that you can't watch tennis with me.
Well,
I'm kidding.
You know. You get me center and a major, and I'm right there. When he's not taking steroids, though. You know, I like pre-steroids.
It was like a billion to one.
Now I'm a Rublev guy.
Oh, he's a maniac.
I know. He's unhinged.
He is totally unhinged.
Absolutely unhinged.
All right, enough tennis talk.
That's fine. So what do you, I hope I maybe cleared it up just a little bit. Like right now is a low point. There's no denying that. It's a low point of the Guardian season. I can't make it feel good for anybody. I wish I had like better bedside manner. I don't.
You know, 10-2 win tonight.
I think you have a real chance tonight. Because of the Rangers' struggles against right-handers and because of the fact that if there's one person in the rotation I like and one person I trust, it is Tanner Bibee. I think tonight, if you're going to win a game, tonight would be the game that you would win. Yes, I believe in that. Now, again, when you're down on the ropes the way the Guardians are right now, I it's still a no bet for me. For me personally, I can't go down that road. I couldn't bet him against the Jackie Robinson Little League team, the 12-year-old team playing on ESPN the other day. I can't do that. So this is where I'm at right now. But I like that this has felt kind of optimistic, all things considered. I got worried I'd come on here and it would be like a little bit more scorched earth, and I would have to go do the thing where I'm like, hey, remember the deadline conversations we had when you guys told me I was being, you know, a little over dramatic and this and that, and let's revisit those. I like that we can just have a rational, good convo about where the Guardians sit. They're not dead in the water. They're not sunk for the season. They still have room for moves that they can make and get this right. But I'll tell you this, though. If they don't win the Central, I will be disappointed. If they don't win the Central, it'll show me that in the regular season, anything can happen in the postseason, but for the regular season, they really blew it. And right now you're letting the Twins back in the mix. The Royals are right there. AL Central is getting dunked on religiously, and that I don't think is fair, because they're going to have three of the six teams in the postseason are likely going to come from the AL Central. It is much better than people are giving them credit for, because for the past 5 years it's been a wasteland. But you got to win it. People act like we win the AL Central every year. It's been a while. We won once in the previous 5 years. We were winning it every single year when it was Lindor and J-Ram at its peak. We've won it once in the previous five. Like, you got to take home these things. But more importantly, Dustin, the way the new playoffs are set up, you got to get a top two bye. The winner of the West isn't going to have a top two bye. I don't think the Astros are going to catch up into that race. I think whoever wins the East, which will likely be the Yankees, gets the bye, and whoever comes out of the Central gets the bye. Not playing in that wild card series and having a top two record in the American League, I think that's what the Guardians have to play for right now. And if over the next 40 games to close out the season, they can show me that they can stave off the Royals and the Twins while maintaining and getting a top two record in baseball in the American League, I'll call that a success. I'll say that's a good season, no questions asked. 216-474-0092.
No, I'm thinking, JP, about how many games roughly do they have left? I know they've got, they're what, seven?
I think you got like 30
games left?
35, I would say, high 30s.
So what do you want to see in those 30?
What are they, 73 and 54?
Right, whatever they've got left. What are you trying to see?
I'm trying to see them stave off the Royals and the Twins. That's what I'm trying to see. You have to win the Central, and you got to be top two in the AL. If you vomit all over your shoes and give up the lead after having a 9-game lead in July, after leading the Central every day since April 13th, and then we point to the reasons why being the inactivity around the deadline, and then we look and say they didn't bring up DeLauder, they didn't bring up Manzardo, they made no attempt, they just laid down and die, that's inexcusable. Inexcusable to me. 216-474-0092. Abner up next. What's up, Abner?
Peelin, how you doing, man? I want to say you say Peelin because you're not really making any sense, man. You said you're not saying the Guardians can't win the World Series, but at the same time, you're saying you wouldn't bet against them or you wouldn't bet on them against a little league team.
I wouldn't right now. 2 months can change. That's the whole point, is 2 months can change, and also baseball is just a weird sport. You can get hot at any point.
Peelin, I agree with you, but you're forgetting the previous months of baseball that we had from the Guardians where they looked amazing. I'm not going to let 1 month of pretty bad baseball, don't get me wrong, they're not playing good, mediocre baseball.
Past 2 months, Abner, you know me, since June 15th, 2 months of baseball, there's a sub-500 baseball team. 2 months.
Okay. I'm a Clevelander. I'm a Clevelander. I bought my first house in Cleveland. I love Cleveland, so I'm going to be optimistic. Because if I'm optimistic with the Clowns, a.k.a. Browns, I'm going to be optimistic with the Guardians, okay?
Call them the Clowns. I'll leave you with that. All right, thank you, Abner. You can't call them the Clowns and then be like, I'm optimistic. Like, that doesn't, that's 1 + 1 = 3. That doesn't work there.
Does not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Doesn't work there. Dustin, we had Kevin Stefanski on earlier on in the week, and then that clip of him talking about Patrick Mahomes and Steph Curry that I'll play for you guys in a second went pretty viral. It was Dan Patrick's show. It was Colin Cowherd's show. It was everything in between. And I spent more time thinking about it because it went to all these kind of cool places. And my laugh was in the background of the clip, and it sounds obnoxious, and I hate that, but no one picked on me, so I feel great about that. So this was the clip, and then we'll respond accordingly. Here we go.
It was a completion. You know, it's funny. Like, it's almost, you know, Steph Curry changed basketball. I think Mahomes is changing football. You're watching quarterbacks come out and play that style. They comport themselves like him. I would not be surprised if you start seeing that around. Certainly our league, you're going to see kids in high school trying it. Now they better complete it or they're going to hear from their head coach.
There's that laugh. So anyway, I liked how Dan Patrick kind of took it and then made it his own and asked a question out there like, whose career would you rather have? But that's not the question and where I want to, you know, focus in on, because we can have that debate. Steph with two MVPs and four titles, Mahomes two MVPs and three titles. It's a good question. I think Mahomes ultimately will win that battle, and I think you'd agree on that as well.
I would.
He's probably going to get a fourth. Then he might go ahead and get more. I think there's a difference, though, with Stefanski's answer that in thinking about it over the past couple days, it's just kind of stuck with me. I think Steph changed basketball in a way that has seeped through the college ranks. Like when you watch March Madness, for instance, Oakland beats Kentucky, not because Oakland's a better team than Kentucky. It's because they shoot better from the three-point land. Same thing happened to Purdue a couple years prior. It's all three ball. That's all you. When you watch March Madness, that's all it is. Who can make their threes, who can miss their threes, that's your winner, that's your loser of a college basketball game right now. And that's the Steph Curry effect. Like, Steph legitimately did change the game. I don't know that Patrick Mahomes has changed the game. I think Patrick Mahomes.
I disagree.
I think Patrick Mahomes is unquestionably. I think we're going to look at him like, you know how LeBron chased MJ? I think right now Mahomes is chasing Tom Brady. I think that's true. But the influx of talent that we've seen from the quarterback spot, and we've talked about the 2020 draft where they went 5 for 5 with different quarterbacks. That was the Burrow, the Tua, the Herbert, the Hurts. That was that draft class. Like, none of those guys are influenced by Patrick Mahomes and how he plays football. Like, I think it's too early to say that Mahomes has influenced a whole generation.
So you're saying that if Mahomes, like other quarterbacks, aren't trying the trick throws, they're not trying to do the things that the Chiefs and Mahomes do.
I mean, I haven't seen anyone attempt a behind the back pass yet. No, I haven't seen that.
All right, I don't know that Stefanski meant it like that. Even though maybe it came off that way, because Steph changed the game to the point where people are just chucking threes now.
And I think the difference here, so I've always said about LeBron, the hard part about LeBron James is that kids can't try to be LeBron. He's 6'7", 275 pounds. You don't think to yourself, I can be LeBron. It's just not physically possible for 99% of people out there. What we loved about Steph Curry was that you could look at him and say, I could do that. I think Mahomes is so otherworldly talented in his backyard football style. I think kids look at Mahomes and I don't think they think to themselves, I can do what he does. I don't think they look at it and think that way. And so I think saying he's influenced and changed the game at this point, I think is a little too premature. Now, maybe, just maybe, 10 years from now, we have a whole generation of kids with cabbage patch hair, and they're able to throw the ball the way that Mahomes is, and it's just what it is. But like I've talked to quarterback coaches about this, Dustin. Most quarterback coaches tell me that Patrick Mahomes is not normal because mechanically he's pretty garbage. What he does that's great is the improv stuff, and he gets away with it. From a mechanical standpoint, it's not the most impressive thing you've ever seen.
What are you talking about?
No. Like he. I'm trying to make this the right term, and how I heard it recently from a guy that was a quarterback and was everything there. Well, he makes the throws. Listen, yeah. I'm not trying to say Mahomes is garbage. I think that maybe got misunderstood there.
I don't think you meant that. I mean,
like throws is not typically what you see out of a standard operating quarterback. Like if you built a quarterback in a lab, it's not coming out with Patrick Mahomes and his sidearm throw. That's what I'm trying to get to. Mechanically,
what are you talking about?
Is it the mechanic word? Is that what we're hanging up on here?
Kind of, yeah.
All right, let me put it this way.
Like, he's
quarterback
not the only
coaches don't teach their kids to try to be Patrick Mahomes. There we go. That's what I'm trying to say, I think.
Because they can't.
Because they can't is the point.
But what they can do is try to attack defenses the way that he does and that offense does. And I do think that the way that the style that they play has changed offenses. I think it's not just changed offenses in the league, but I mean, you look at everything from, you know, Pee Wee all the way up until college football. They're trying to be Mahomes and company.
Is that a good thing for the game? Let me ask you that. Because you can make an argument Steph Curry is not a great thing for the NBA because it's just a three-point contest right now. And I think a lot of kids think that they can be Steph Curry, and that's encouraging, but it did change the game. And maybe we were getting there anyway. Three equals more than two is not like a wild discovery. But with Mahomes, is that something you think football will be better for 20 years from now if kids are trying behind-the-back passes or kids are trying to do backyard football or anything like that to try to be like Mahomes?
JP, it's not like they do this all the time. I don't even know that like the backwards pass is even worth saying that's what he's trying to be or whatever. Like, he's not a trick pony. He's not. Like, he's just a ridiculously talented guy that knows how to attack defenses and is able to implement that with Andy Reid's help and that offense's help, certainly. But every single team and every quarterback out there is trying to model his game and how he sees the field and all of the above.
Do you think we've seen the impact of Mahomes on the NFL level at this point? Or do you feel like we're still working towards that? And that's the answer. I don't have an answer to that one. That's just a genuine question. That's not me trying to be like, oh, let me refute that after the fact. Like, I don't have an answer for that.
No, I
like, Mahomes is different. In many ways, he's different. He didn't start
Steph Curry.
For sure. Didn't start a football game until his sophomore year of high school, was a baseball player. How many great football players do you know didn't start a football game until they were a sophomore year in high school? Like, as a quarterback, that's almost unheard of. Caleb Williams was getting media training from his dad as a freshman in high school. Like, he knew from a very young age he was going to be great and he was going to be in the NFL. I think Mahomes' journey is part of the reason why Mahomes is so special and unique. I think a lot of kids try to copy that, but I don't think you can pull it off. I think you try to copy Steph Curry, and I think you feel like you can come close. I don't think you can come anywhere close if you try to copy Mahomes. I think what he does is so unique. That's a compliment I'm trying to give him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Glad we got there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.